Support for Dungeon Punks is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Over 7 million men worldwide have trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer that we have just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code PUNKS at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's a little under 14 million balls. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a close call down there, but the Performance Package 4.0 has arrived and it is a game changer. The entire crew of the Ark was sent a package with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant and Crop Reviver toner, a pair of performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all in. First off, there is the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the future of grooming, with a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe trademark technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight, so you can be as precise as you want. And because it's waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor. And if you thought that was good, the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. That is also waterproof and provides proprietary skin-safe trademark technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate little nose holes. Their Crop Preserver trademark ball deodorant and Crop Reviver trademark ball toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts in their Performance Package 4.0. You've got the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag, which is a really nice travel bag. I will absolutely be using it on my next trip somewhere, anywhere, I don't know. So it is time to take care of yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code PUNKS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code PUNKS. You know, like the show, Dungeon Punks. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. And now, previously on Dungeon Punks.
Eat my asteroids.
I wasn't paying attention when you told me what it did.
Are you smarter than me?
No, of course not.
Get your hands out of here.
Let's just say you do nothing.
I don't really have a whole lot to offer the crew.
Welcome to Dungeon Punks. I'm Stu Poppy, Dungeon Master, and everyone's podcast dad. And with me, as always, is the crew of the Ark.
I'm Mike Noble. I play Harley Hellberg. I was waiting for a, like, if anyone wanted to chime in on that laughter, but no.
And I'm Phil Seplak. I play Captain Val Kovac.
I'm Lee Eldridge, and I play Kata, and I am more evenly caffeinated right now.
Tea.
I'm Mel Shim. I play Onyx Row, a.k.a. Solid Gold.
And when last we left you, you had just narrowly escaped from a corporate dropship attacking you over Vancouver 12. You've jumped into jump space, headed to the lava world of Zarantroid, which we learned is more of a tropical world, but has the name. It's an old name. It's held on. Your jump drive is
busted.
Busted.
I believe the technical term is fucked.
Correct. So you will not be able to jump away from the lava world without repairing, but you've got some time in jump space to just kind of debrief.
To be fair,
if you want to hold a team meeting, discuss performance.
Yeah.
Our ship being broken or destroyed or just gone is pretty par for the course.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, this place is nice.
Previous games.
It's not like we're stranded on, like, an ice planet or something.
It's not like we're stranded on an actual lava world. So
yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, team debrief.
What worked? What didn't work?
Well,
what can we do next time to improve our chances?
Well, everyone, you're probably wondering why I've gathered you here today. And that is because Val has taken it upon me to do a silent performance review of everyone over the past few months. And so let's start with...
Who made you manager?
I was the first hire. Of course I'm upper management.
He's my number two.
Yeah. So Onyx, we'll start with you. We're going to do 5 gold stars for energy and presence.
Yay!
Unfortunately, the areas you might need to work on are like kind of like attention to what's happening in person. But I understand with your influence and followers. And sometimes, you know, decision making, we'll work on that. It's okay. We'll do it. Kata, 5 stars all around. Didn't know you could beat the shit out of people when you were hired. That's awesome. Areas of improvement, you know, maybe a bit less self-doubt, but I know very easier said than done. Also, you really enjoy electrocuting yourself a lot. I don't know how that quite happens, but you know,
I wouldn't say enjoy.
Well, it happens. So like, you know, we can revisit that later. So Val, keep it up. I'm going to get fired if I say anything bad about you. And Harley, referring to myself in third person, fucking, you know, you're getting a promotion. Thanks. Debrief done. When are we landing?
If Harley's getting promoted, I need to get promoted too. What is everyone's salary currently, really? We should share information.
Yes, we should.
Don't tell Val. He can't tell us that we can't talk to each other about
I know what your salary
salaries.
Is because I give it to you.
Yeah, but I don't know what everyone else is getting paid.
No. Yeah. We can, yeah, we should tell each other. Full transparency.
And whoa, whoa, whoa. As also HR on this, this is an HR violation. So I'm going to need to kibosh this before it gets out of control.
Are you anti-union, Harley?
What?
Because that could be a problem.
No, I'm not anti-union. Cookie Monster helped us. It was great.
Yeah, no, I'm pro-union. Feel free to disclose.
Unionizing cannot be an HR violation.
I am for the first time realizing that I am not being paid.
I mean, that's not necessarily true.
I am a sentient being.
A little cat robot pushes something off of a table.
Sorry, that's going to be coming out of your next paycheck.
You cannot pay me less than $0.
Just watch me.
I thought there was a ship fund. Yeah. Isn't that technically getting paid?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Technically, you do get paid. You got paid actually more than everybody else.
You holding an amount for ship things is not me being paid. I do not have discretionary access to that.
What would you buy, Kay? What's the first thing you would get?
All the screens start popping up, all these like cool mods.
Yeah.
Paint jobs. Also just like various holovids and stuff that Kay likes to watch.
This crew of 4 with a staff of 3 and captain of 1 has voted to unionize the ship. So we will all disclose our salaries as our salaries are what we get and split evenly. So we already knew them anyways. Thank you. Meeting. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Kay would like to apply for a union membership.
Yeah.
The union welcomes anybody, right? Yeah.
Well, we can be our own union, so yes. Or we could join another union to have better bargaining power.
Oh,
the more
right.
members you have, the more bargaining power you have.
I just love the, like, we roll up to like an actual union and be like, hey, we're a union. It's the ship crew that we are also
this
just ourselves.
Be like a ship crew union.
A ship crew union?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, Kata is part of the Galactic Mechanics and Engineers Union.
Yeah.
Would you like?
I guess to be fair, yeah, it hasn't necessarily been union at all because, like, I was just deciding how much money you get.
But it was also split evenly.
It
was also split evenly.
I was just being benevolent. It's
which is great.
It's more of like a really good boss as opposed to like a union.
It's a socialist model.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you could make the ship an like anarcho commune and like divest your leadership of the ship.
But there's
like, and make everything make it a collective.
It's also like 4 people, and we're already splitting things equally.
But decisions would no longer happen unilaterally through Val.
I don't think decisions happen unilaterally through Val anyway.
No, but I also think Val is the best decision maker as well. Like, I think that's like kind of part of it. Like, Lord knows Harley's not making any calls except for performance reviews.
Yeah, apparently that's Harley's calling.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of whether or not you formalize it.
Exactly, or you're taking me seriously. Could be an ongoing bit. Anyways, well, look at the time. We're almost at the lava planet.
We've just
nope,
written.
No, we're not. Nope.
We've written union on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
It's
circled it 3 times.
Like, under ideas are like pool party.
Union pool party question mark?
Yeah.
Well, I know something I need to do desperately is I need to get some sleep.
Yeah. In Harley's writing next to union, it says brackets onion. Like question mark bracket
grow onions.
Yeah. I mean, like, theoretically we haven't slept for
and we were just in a
episodes.
Firefight and a ship fight back to back. Some of us almost died.
Some of us were unconscious as well.
I got zapped by the ship when somebody ran into an asteroid.
Yeah, I lost 2 eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already asleep, I guess, maybe.
I mean, you lost those voluntarily.
Well.
Yeah, you could have waited
technically
to heal.
You and Kata have lost the same amount of organic eyes.
That's true.
Correct.
Kind of sick, actually. Yeah, I mean, I volunteered to replace my eyes, to be accurate. Yeah, I mean, I'm down to sleep. That speech off the top of my head really took it out of Harley.
So the rest of the episode is just sleeping.
Yeah.
We're going to do this in real time.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
In a good 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
So
everyone's softly snoring into the microphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are able to catch some sleep. It's going to take you like a couple days probably to reach Zoroastroid.
Okay.
So you're able to catch rest. You can heal up.
Cool. Like just completely.
Like just heal up.
If you have any lingering critical injuries, mm-hmm. you can get Val to...
So those have to be like removed?
Those like, have to they be don't removed. Heal... They don't heal normally.
Okay. Can I first attempt to heal my own critical injury?
You can. It increases the difficulty by one.
Okay. If I fail, what does that mean?
You do not heal the injury. And you can try again like another day.
Okay. So I have like functionally two attempts.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difficulty? You said increases by one, so three?
Yeah. Correct.
That's three successes and three disadvantage.
So you would have just take like strain from the disadvantage, so you don't have to worry about that because you can sleep.
Sweet.
Over the time, but you've recovered your critical injury.
Does anyone else have critical injuries they need?
I think I had a stinger.
I ripped my eyes out, so no longer.
That was only one of your critical injuries.
What was the other one then?
You had three.
There was...
I know I removed one.
Yeah, there was one that was removed.
So you might have only one.
Yeah, but...
And I think they're both just like easy difficulties.
Yeah, yeah. Because the only one that was actually tough was the blindness.
Yeah.
But I would argue that critical injury got removed when...
The blindness did, yes. We covered that.
Yeah, but then the other one was probably like I think it was like a stinger or something like that.
So and
you still need Mel, to get that healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote it down last time and I don't remember.
Yours was also just an easy difficulty.
Yeah, it was just an easy.
Okay, Harley, you recover from your injury, but you also take some strain?
Yeah.
And Mel, you... So it was a net wash with four advantages.
So that would probably recover some strain, but you don't in that one. In day one, you don't get rid of the critical injury. So let's roll again.
Okay. I can try again when we touch down.
Okay. So I recover some strain.
Yeah. But you also get all your strain back just by sleeping, basically.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I still have some wounds here. How can I recover that?
Wounds. Recovering wounds is a thing. So you can either take some more slap patches.
Oh, so we don't recover those from healing? From resting?
You do, but not... You don't get them all back just from sleeping.
Okay.
There is a process.
All right, let me know.
Yeah.
To recover wounds, you need like a full week's rest
okay.
to recover wounds. Okay. And you can also recover a critical injury from a week's rest with a roll. Mm-hmm. But you can do medical checks. If your wounds are equal to half or less than your wound threshold, it's an easy medical check. So Val can keep doing this. If they're more than half, it's average. And if they exceed, it's hard. So I think probably everyone is...
I'm more than half.
You're more than half?
I'm exactly half.
I'm half too.
All of you would be average at checks then, and hard for Val because you're working on yourself.
Okay. So average...
Aren't we all?
But you can also slap patch it away.
Yeah.
Or reduce the difficulty.
Because I know the slap patches, it's like reduced... I'm blanking on what that term is called, where it's like...
Like potency or...
Yeah, diminishing returns. There we go. Mm-hmm. When does that reset? Is it just when you sleep?
Yeah.
Okay. So theoretically, we can just sleep, and then the next day I can just slap patch everybody, and we're all good.
Yeah, but you're using up slap patches.
Yeah. So I'll make a couple rolls, starting with you, Mel.
Okay.
For your wounds, that is a success with advantage.
So you heal one wound.
Wow. Well, I'm over half now, so yes.
Or I guess technically you're supposed to count down.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then Harley, I slice you open.
Nice. Sick.
That's just two advantages and three failure.
So you don't heal anything. You don't take more damage, though. But you could recover strain. But again, you recover strain by sleeping.
Yeah. Okay. We'll resume treatment tomorrow.
Harley, thank you, doctor.
Harley jots this down in his performance review.
Are you
going to
do any work on yourself?
Yeah, I'll.
You sure
I'll
about
do
that?
Do them first, and then do myself by myself, just so nobody sees me fail.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I get three successes and three disadvantage.
So you take some strain, but you recover three wounds.
Hell yeah.
I think also, since the strain kind of has no effect, instead of taking strain, I'm going to say that you're kind of like running low on medical supplies from all the work you've been doing. You need to buy some You're going to need to top up the coffers.
Yeah, I need to buy some additional medical supplies anyways.
You should definitely go shopping once we get to the planet.
You didn't realize we would be taking so much damage all the time? Just getting into firefights?
All the time or just this one time?
Feels like all the time.
Feels like all the time. Exactly.
Okay, so you spend a day sort of in and out of medical care, except for Kata, who's fine. What's Kata doing while everyone's getting patched up?
That is a good question. I feel like probably having some snacks.
Eating.
Yep. Doing some kind of fixing the ship, actually.
You could run Kay through any, as you were, I guess, technically the shop steward of the ship now. You run Kay through the, like, union intake initiation or...
Yeah.
Sign up, enrollment.
Yeah.
Can you, like...
You have to pay dues, though.
Kay's fine with that.
Okay.
If it means that they get paid.
Can you, like, online order a drive? An engine?
For it delivered to you at Zarin Droid?
Yeah, for pickup when we get there.
Can I?
Maybe.
I mean, you need to see if they have an IKEA.
Okay.
Because it's an IKEA ship, so it doesn't work with anything else.
It's just like the what's it called at IKEA, where it's just like the as-is room or whatever.
Yeah. We do have some hull trauma and system strain that I'm going to need to take care of, so...
So hull trauma, you're going to need to be in a shipyard to fix.
Oh, okay.
System strain, you can start working on.
Yeah, I would like to do that. And also check if they have an IKEA on Zarin Droid.
You can spend a story point and have there be an IKEA.
I would like for there to be an IKEA on Zarin Droid so we can get a part for our ship a little bit more easily.
There's absolutely a space IKEA on Zarin
Droid. IKEA trip. IKEA trip.
So this is...
But you gotta walk through the whole thing before you get to the ship stuff.
Harley's gonna buy a Calyx.
For your room.
Yeah. Never enough calyxes.
You gotta get organized, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you found that you can order a head replacement drive.
I'm gonna have to put in, I guess, a requisition to the captain to, or unless I have...
Yeah, no, you got the green light.
Sweet, okay.
Jump drives are about, what's the money on the lava world?
Ooh, Zarin Troy.
Firestone.
No, it's Zarin Troy.
Rubies.
If it helps, their hockey team are the Void Devils.
That's good. Zarin Troy.
Devil Bucks.
No. We can't just keep being...
DB.
It can't be a phrase. Money cannot be a phrase and then bucks at the end. Like, I'm vetoing that. Hot dollars. What about, like...
Ooh, it could be shards, because maybe the original version of it was, like, shards of obsidian.
I was going to say, or just, like, obsidian.
Yeah.
But...
Sounds good.
Let's say obsidian, but also, like, can we create this, like, situation where... The locals just like hate that it's that because it reminds it perpetuates the stereotype that it's a lava planet. Is that one layer too deep?
Maybe it's like obsidian shards, but they always shorten it to shards because of that.
Yeah,
but it's maybe not overly spoken of. So it's 20,000 shards for a new jump drive.
Okay, that's gonna have to dip.
It is like the most expensive part of most ships.
Yeah.
How much is in the ship funds?
We have 16.6K in the ship funds. So.
Okay, I have lots of extra cash. Hold on.
Whoa.
Well, you have another second job.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, where's the income disclosure for that, pal?
You could work out a payment plan.
That's a non-union job.
That's on my own time.
You're
okay.
Pay Bright a jump drive from IKEA.
Where's my money?
Oh, amen.
It's on the second page.
Oh, right there. Stupid. Whoa. I'll contribute half.
Whoa. Of the jump drive or just half of what we
need? It's 20,000?
How much did we get paid that one time we got paid out? Sorry.
I gave every one of you 20.
Okay.
Okay. Which then you spent some of that for eyeballs and other organs.
Eyeballs and parts.
I've got and guns, 34.
If you want to make the ship fund to actually be Kay's salary, Kay will also contribute to the amount for the ship.
Okay, well, so if you said you're okay with 10, then the ship will take the remainder. Cool.
Oh, no. Kay will give you $5,000 from their payment.
Okay, fine.
So the rest of you have to come up with another 5.
It's not in my contract that I have to contribute to parts funds.
I'll
so we can
five.
Renegotiate.
Okay, but everyone has to show up on Onyx's live stream, like for a specific episode of something. She's covering half, so... Dedicated. I want dedicated 30 minutes from everyone.
The little cat droid does jump up. It's like, yes. Now that I have obtained fortune, I must seek fame.
Thank you, Kay.
I'll contribute 5.
Okay.
So I think that makes it fine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That covers everything.
Okay.
Does Val have any money?
Yes,
himself?
I have my personal money too.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
But you're not contributing.
Pretty ununion of you, Val.
I mean, I was going to, but you know, others stepped in and.
Interesting.
I'm going to be the one actually installing this, so that's labor.
Yeah.
Also interesting.
Val, you have to make this
I have
pool
to buy
party.
Medical supplies and all that stuff.
Pool party. We demand a pool party.
We'll have a pizza party.
One slice each.
Can we have pie,
I have strong
too?
Feelings
Can
about
it just be a pie party?
Pie.
So we have pizza pie and fruit pie.
Okay. And shepherd's pie.
And ice cream pie.
Yeah.
Mincemeat pie.
All the pies.
A pie party.
And a Dairy Queen treats of pizza.
All right, Val, I'm going to have to contribute 5K. I don't know, if I don't get a fucking treats of pizza next month, we're renegotiating this contract.
I mean, the delivery costs on the lava planet alone.
It's true. It's really hot here. So maintaining a treats of pizza is probably pretty difficult.
They probably have air conditioning.
No.
All right, canonically, no air conditioning.
They have to have like a liquid nitrogen delivery box.
The streets are covered in like those like misters. Like they just haven't figured out how to deal with humidity yet.
Oh boy. Can it's I wet fix all the time. Can I fix the ship system strain, please?
Yes, so you can make a damage control roll. Which
is it computers or mechanics?
Hard mechanics.
Hard mechanics. Okay.
Get another triumph?
No, I got nothing.
Just absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I think maybe Kat is just tired.
Yeah.
He was like kind of disassociating and plugging the thing in, the same thing in over and over.
Harley just has a notepad out and it's just like performance evaluation.
Harley, you're not HR. You can go away now, please.
I'm whatever I want to be.
Second no, you're unionized now. You're not management. If you're
union rep. No.
Nope. Kat is the shop steward.
No, yeah. Kat is the... Just because she's a member of another union.
So union reps don't do performance evaluations on behalf of management?
Exactly.
Says Kay, who has downloaded and memorized the entire manual.
Harley doesn't understand job designation, so he's just, you know, he just wants to do the bit again.
Kata, perhaps you should sleep.
Maybe. Maybe Harley can stop distracting me.
If that's what it takes to...
Go do your actual job, okay?
I don't have an actual job.
That's why.
Incorrect.
That's why.
You have agreed to be on Onyx's live stream for
30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So I'll do the Starlight change before I get on the live stream as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What kind of show are you guys putting together for this 30 minutes?
Clearly illusions.
So I was thinking I would interview all the crew members and just talk about their expertise. So it's like something that they want to be on this show. Even though I'm forcing them to do it.
What is the name of Onyx's new talk show?
Talk Away Galaxy.
It's the name of the show.
Yeah, whoa. It's like we're in a hot tub time machine.
Talking to you. I don't know. Talking
okay.
to
Talking
you.
Shop.
Talking shop with...
Nuggets of wisdom.
Solid
little nugs.
On it. No.
Little nugs.
Honestly, little nugs is the most influencer like Gen Z name I think we've had pitched so far.
Yeah,
so I think that
sure.
might be what it is.
Welcome to Little Nugs with your gal, Solid Gold.
Thanks, I hate it.
Sponsored by nugs.
Just in general.
Just no, it's just chicken nugs.
It's not real chicken.
Vegan.
Legally, they do not claim that it's chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
that's
any
why they're
specific.
That's why they're
are.
Nugs.
What was the show we watched recently? And there was like
their meat style nugs.
There's like they had some sort of
nubbins. It was the peripheral.
Nubbins. It's like fingers that have been cut off. Nubbins.
I think it was nubbins.
If you want
right.
an actual
Which
talk
we
show
missed
name,
an episode. That was yesterday
you can go
as
with
well.
Stories Told by with Solid Gold.
That's a nice rhyme.
Yeah. Anyway, so
that can be like the Lil Nugs
yeah.
colon Stories Told.
Yeah. That's like
by Solid Gold.
That's like when you're like that's what you tell like your parents what you do.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's called.
All right. So you guys have your show. Give me just a cool roll to see how the crowd enjoys this. Or a charm.
Charm.
Yeah, just average charm. See how the audience responds to this new format.
Okay.
If they you can keep the format for the rest of the crew. If they don't like it, you got to change it and come up with a new idea for different crew members.
Looks like it's a hit.
Two success and advantage, yeah. The Goldies are loving this. Getting to know the crew, fantastic.
Thought that they would like it.
I think Kay is next. They love the little cute little IKEA Catra.
Comment's like, oh my God, so adorable.
Kay's cute and vintage, so.
Fits the aesthetic very well.
And how did you do on, healing ship? You didn't, you were just tired.
I think it's just art imitating life.
Yeah.
Skip to the next day with Kata and Val appear on the stream. Does anyone want to do anything else planning-wise before you get to Zarantroid? So your sort of last day in jump space.
I'm pretty good other than like potential healing from Val, but like in terms of like things I actually like practically need to do, I'm good on that.
Yeah, the only thing for the short-term plan that I really would want to figure out is just like where we need to land in order to kind of plan out our shopping, basically.
Actually, because Harley was so stoked to visit Zarantroid because of the playoffs, he actually has like, you know when you plan a trip on Google Maps and you pin where you want to go?
Yes.
Yes.
He has a couple options available for that. And I'm wondering if I could give a streetwise check?
Yeah.
To kind of be like, hey, this is where we should go.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I think this would be just an average streetwise.
Yeah. I think it's good.
Three successes?
Three successes, and then the...
Just three successes.
Yeah, the disadvantages and advantages are a wash. Yeah, three successes.
You've, like, ID'd, like, the sort of main shopping districts. What specifically, because this is for planning a trip, not for what the ship technically needs, what shopping areas was Harley planning for his hockey trip?
Harley was trying to get as close to the arena as possible, but of course, the closer you get to big attractions when things happen, it's more expensive, and Harley's a very frugal man sometimes, so he kind of like looks around for the like the best like intersection of like price and location.
Okay, so you've got somewhere that has good transit to the station but isn't close.
Yes, okay. But because of that, he also like kind of knows, being like, okay, IKEA's here, this might be the nearest available location sort of thing.
I don't think IKEA was necessarily on your like initial looking up for stuff.
Basically, I send Val like a Google Maps, and it's just like overwhelmed with like just way too much information.
So yeah, what sort of shopping were you looking for in your like hockey planning though? So you've got accommodation, like landing you've identified where the like arena is.
Yeah. Harley wasn't specifically looking for shopping. He was just like kind of like, this is what I want to do, and none of it actually involved shopping. So I was just working around that.
So that's kind of the information you get there. If anyone else wants to go on the computers, make a streetwise or computers check to sort of locate the best spot for the IKEA and any other shopping you want to do, you can do that.
Computers check.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I got to pick up some medical supplies and what have you.
One success, two advantages.
All right, so you locate the IKEA.
Coming back, baby.
Those advantages, I'll say that they are actually fairly close. The IKEA is fairly close to the out there hotel that Harley located, and there is like a landing port near there. And you're able to find a medical supply place. It's a bit out of the way. It's not really connected to anywhere, but somewhere for Val to go shopping. I think that's sort of the only things you find. The rest you kind of would know, like there's a downtown area near the arena that's probably where you'd want to go looking for any other sort of shopping you want to do. And if there's nothing else, you guys get to go to bed again. And when you wake up, you'll be approaching the lava world.
I'm going to make a couple med rolls.
Okay.
So the one for Harley. God damn it. I give you a slap patch. So you recover you recover 5.
Yeah, that's great, honestly.
And then Mel, you need some healing?
Yeah. I got 5 left.
I think Mel still needs the critical injury as well.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So for healing, you recover 1. And a couple advantages. I don't know if that means anything.
So we'll recover strain. But.
Yeah, okay. And then for your actual injury, which is still easy.
Easy, yeah.
Still easy, yeah.
4 successes.
So you recover, you no longer have the critical injury.
Yes.
Sweet.
Nice. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, no worries. And do you have any remaining wounds?
I have 4.
Okay. I will also give you a slap patch. So I think you're down to 0.
Yep.
And then I'm going to finally use one final slap patch on myself. So everyone is completely healed up.
How many slap patches do you have left?
I have left one.
Okay.
I've used three.
So we should probably get
everyone's
some.
Completely healed up?
Yep.
Sounds like everyone's completely healed up. And in the empty Bargo Bay on the screens there, Kay has just been playing these like weird Soperin murder mysteries that that it apparently likes. Soperin's not necessarily known for their quality cinema.
I feel like, so there's this kind of stereotype in Scandinavian crime dramas where like the Finns are always super weird and morbid.
I think that's just real life.
Also that. But
if anyone's Finnish out there,
Finland sounds like a country I really want to go to for various reasons. But maybe they're kind of like just like everything's really rural and strange. There's lots of just like long panning shots for seemingly no reason, just to set the atmosphere.
But it happens on like not in like desolate areas, like beautiful like countryside. I feel
everything is filmed on Soperin too,
yeah,
but they try and pass it off as other places,
which is really hard to do because it's a ring.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is Zarin Troyd, and everyone's like, no, it's not.
Like, we can see off the edge of the ring in that show.
There's too much grass,
and there's weird gravity because it's not real gravity, it's artificial. So like the camera moves are like, they've developed like a weird camera move kind of thing that is like notably Soperin.
Yeah,
movie magic.
Objects don't fall properly. They fall weird.
But they have a niche cult following.
Yeah. And Kay loves them. Y'all wake up. There's sort of the, like, you're an hour out from Zarin Troyd, so you can all sort of prep and get ready, get dressed, have your showers, you know. I just had a flat out sound like my parents on, like, Christmas morning. Get dressed, have a shower.
Can't open presents till everyone is dressed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gotta have breakfast first.
Yep. It's a good thing I don't get up until, like, 11, so, you know, it's fine.
And eventually, you drop out of jump space. You see the bright blue and green ball that is the lava world of Zarin Troyd. And you head down towards one of the main islands, which is where the capital is, also called Zarin Troyd. It's Zarin Troyd, Zarin Troyd.
Nice.
And you can see the one of the main architectural features is the hockey arena, where currently the Vancouver Gormenganders are playing the Void Devils.
Nice.
If I got my timelines right, it's game four of the series.
Yeah, could be. The Canucks finally making the playoffs.
And I believe it is currently 2-1 in favor of the Void Devils.
Classic.
It's rolling behind the scenes to see how well, because I knew it would matter to Harley.
Yeah, yeah.
His team currently losing.
Yeah, I mean, he's used to it.
You land sort of in this sort of secondary commercial district where the hotel is. If you want to stay in a hotel, you can also obviously sleep on the ship, but you land, you pay the, like, it's going to be 50 shards a day for docking.
Okay.
Figure out how many days you want to stay here.
I reckon we're probably going to be here for a while.
We never said three last the time. Amount of day. It's not, yeah. The amount of days we stay on these places is never open to us, theoretically.
We should probably do average three.
Yeah. I was just going to say like a week.
Yeah.
You want to say a week?
Yeah. Or like 5 days
well,
or whatever.
Unless anybody wants to leave really slowly because we do not currently have a jump drive installed. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just pay.
Or
pay
a functional one anyway.
Pay for a week. Okay.
Yeah.
You do so. And you can disembark and head to the various places. If you want to do a group trip to the IKEA, we can.
Really just test our team skills.
It's always... we
test our relationships.
No. Yeah, we start fighting in there. Yeah. No, I said no. Why didn't you do any research? I asked you to go on the website.
We don't need a black and white deer portrait that has Christmas lights on it for some reason. No geometric bears.
I would like everyone to give me an average cool check to maintain your cool in the IKEA.
I want to just show you guys what I'm going to be rolling for this.
Nice.
It's a single green die for those listening at home.
Harley loses it. I think I had two disadvantage.
I got one disadvantage. Can't fucking roll today.
One success.
It makes sense that Onyx would keep her cool.
I have a complete wash. Like nothing.
It's pretty emblematic. Okay, like, so even this is just
everyone
how
but
played the character.
Yeah.
Everyone but Onyx is currently like, losing their cool in the IKEA, like not or like stressed and stuff. Val is the least stressed because you didn't get any disadvantage. It was just a wash. Kata had one disadvantage and a wash, so you're feeling a little stressed. And Harley has fully had a fail and a disadvantage. So
Harley's just like
Harley. I think
Gormenganders are losing, and I'm here in IKEA. Like I don't need anything here. They're out of the calyx that I wanted. Like, I looked online, and the closest one is, like, such a drive away, but it's, like, a 6-week shipping. It just makes no sense. Like, why, like, you know, don't need geometric bears.
So I'm going to roll for K, who is here as a cat droid. K is a perfect wash.
So,
this is a very stressful place. It's bright. There's too many people. The layout doesn't make sense.
I do not understand why we are not taking the shortcuts out of the sections that we are not shopping for things in.
You know, I watched a space YouTube video that said to me that the layout of IKEA is just to keep you trapped in here and you can never leave, and that's how I feel right now.
Oh, right, true.
Can we just go our separate ways?
I feel like Onyx would try to like just wrangle everybody. We'll make a list of all the things that we need. We just have to pick up the jump drive, right?
I'll go do that, okay?
Who is building a kitchen in IKEA? This is so expensive.
Who's hungry? I feel like this is hunger talk. Let's go get something to eat as well, okay?
The plant is real?
Nothing is real. Nothing is real. We live in a simulation.
Yeah.
What do you want from the cafeteria, Kata?
I'm allergic to everything.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
Grumpy Harley.
I don't even know what they have. I've never been here before.
Okay, everyone gets a hot dog and a frozen yogurt, okay?
Yeah, I guess I like
hot dogs. I'm lactose intolerant.
How did we?
I cannot eat. Why would they design me to not be able to eat anything in the place that I'm designed?
I just pick up cat droid.
Kay is having an existential crisis.
Just like petting it. Just like, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
That actually works. It's probably like an input. That's really like, just starts
like a real cat.
Yeah. Kata has just called up a map of the IKEA in her like, heads up and taken off.
So Harley notices, like kind of clues in because he has like that ability to him. It's like, right, good call. Also does that.
I'm just yelling, meet us in the cafeteria.
I think your chat is like, how did this IKEA turn into an escape room?
which has then led to a joke in the chat of them like giving you escape room clues. That
yeah. Check behind the light switch.
Open up all the wardrobes.
They had three red calyxes in a row. I don't know how Harley missed them, but they had three red calyxes in a row, so I think it means you need to put the number three somewhere.
Don't want red. Red calyx? Come on.
There's one real
the
book.
The Void Devil's color.
On the bookshelf. All of them are fake except for the one real book.
Yeah, and the book is like...
Look inside the book. There might be a compartment. I'm going to go pick up the jump drive.
Okay, you managed to find your way through the IKEA to the... ship section. Oh, there's like a whole ship section now in Space IKEA.
But we pre-ordered, so it's probably at whatever, wherever you pick up.
Yes.
So you
can start taking the shortcuts to the pickup.
Grumble,
area.
Grumble. Why didn't we do curbside grumble, grumble?
Yeah.
Well, someone needs to get calyxes.
They were out.
You could just repaint the red ones, says Kay.
No. Repainting.
How's Val freaking out?
Oh, Val's the type of person where he just like...
Bit of an internal rage sort of thing.
Just disconnects.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Yeah. I'm just
Val
like
just
staring.
Finds a Poang and just sits it. Yeah.
There's a point where like Onyx comes up to him asking like to go get some food. He's like,
Huh? Gently grab your arm and lead you towards where we meet everyone else after.
Mm, hot dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hot dog.
You can get two. The deal is two hot dogs and a drink.
Two hot dog.
Yeah, it's lingonberry flavored grop.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's try this. This lingonberry grop.
I really
grop.
Want to go to IKEA now, guys. I want meatballs.
Delicious.
All right, you all collect your meatballs. You're a little de-stressed. You gather around the table in the cafeteria. Do you want to discuss the heist, lay out the information that you have?
First, let's talk about how we're feeling now after we've eaten some stuff, walked through IKEA, sat down.
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling better now that I've eaten.
Found your
I'm feeling like human environmental design is inferior to Soperin. This place would be much nicer if it was designed by my people.
The small seeds of the empire rising.
Yeah.
We have to take over and make things nicer for everyone.
Yeah. Your eyes are just like twinkling.
No empire.
I feel like there's like some like pigmentation. Your skin starts going like darker and red. Yeah. It's
like... I just throw like a blanket over you.
I mean, as in regards to the vault, I forget if we had, because we had like the blueprints, or I forget exactly what it was that we acquired. It was some sort of...
So you've got like both pieces. Now, you haven't really gone through it since you've got everything.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of, so you could start doing that now. You can bring it up on your personal follows.
In the IKEA
Literally
no one
safe?
Is paying attention to you. There's a lot of people have like kids running around and are like...
There's a baby screaming.
Dealing with their own IKEA stress. You are almost in a perfect place to be ignored while you plan a heist
actually,
in the middle of an
we're
IKEA
actually the
cafeteria.
Least stressed crew, like party at IKEA right now.
Okay, yeah, we can start like parsing through what we obtained, because I think a good starting point is just locating the vault, see where that is up. So that's something I would like to maybe dig for and see if there is like a location in the data shard.
If I've learned anything from human television, we're going to need somebody who can blow things up.
I have my sledgehammer.
There's always a guy who can blow stuff up.
I have laser cannons.
Thank you, Kay, for contributing.
Kata, you can blow stuff up.
Oh, I don't want to blow stuff up. I'm just saying we need somebody who knows how to
blow
stuff
up. Are you sure you don't want to
blow
stuff up?
You're probably going to have to blow stuff up.
Okay.
Yeah,
I could blow stuff up.
Yeah,
I could figure it out.
All right. Well, if it's not you, then it's either going to be me, Val, or Onyx. So I think you know what the play there is.
This small body is merely a tool to me. You could download a demolitions package into me and I could carry explosives in.
Huh? Blow up our
Do
cat.
We need that?
Well, we need to figure out where...
And then he points to like where they're selling other cat things. He's like, you could get me multiples.
We're also just assuming this isn't... Like, we need explosives. We should identify
where... Kate, you have your own money. You can buy more bodies.
The little like cat eyes just go like wide cat eyes. Like, I will return. And it runs off.
You can buy more drones. A fleet of cat drones.
Yeah, so you pull the stuff up and you get basically a blueprint. And if you overlay that over... map of the city, you can gain the location of the vault. It is under the arena.
Nice.
Of course
Sick.
It is.
Actually, no, sorry, it's... You just know that it's in the arena. Looking in, you can actually see it is located in the Jumbotron.
What?
That's worse.
Yeah, okay.
Because now we have to ascend.
But we can come down from above into the Jumbotron. I don't know.
Mission Impossible style.
And you have the Harley, have like the codes and stuff to open it.
Harley, how many hockeys do they play at a time? This question makes no sense.
No. I'm just trying to come up with like an equal many.
It's a 7-game series.
Many hockeys at a time.
There is a game this day, which is the game 4, but there's definitely going to be a game 5.
Yes. Of how it
it's
works.
2-1.
So, I mean, effectively the two options, the easiest path of getting to this Jumbotron vault is we buy a ticket to the game and we go and we figure shit out then. But the only problem is there's an entire audience and, you know, there's a hockey game going on and, you know, like, you know, the Gormenganders are playing pretty bad, but I don't think it's worth like dropping a Jumbotron on them kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the other option is we somehow find a way to sneak into the arena and do it with no one else around, which probably the safe bet to do, just so we don't like draw the public eye. But then the biggest question there is how do we get into the arena? And that those are kind of my two perspectives on it.
Tours of the arena or something like that?
There's no tours of the arena.
It's
not Madison. It's not Madison Cube
Garden. It's
more
likely to be locked down on days that there isn't a game.
Yes. So the other option that I was thinking is we could buy tickets to a game and then stay.
In the bathroom with our feet on the toilet.
And then when people leave...
Not to put my thumb on the scale, but I'd like to propose that it would be more cinematic to happen during a game.
It would be.
It would be a callback to Harley's
when
origin.
When I almost died in the first scene. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it, at the very least, grants us access into
the arena.
So that, that's easy.
We could probably do it during an intermission as well. So, the biggest thing is that there's going to be players on the ice if we do it during the game.
The game also gives you cover to leave.
Yeah.
I have a jetpack.
The jetpack.
I think during the intermission of a game is the play. Because that way there's no one on the ice.
You can jetpack up there.
Mm-hmm. Unless we just want to kill hockey players. Potentially.
Well, so it's in the Jumbotron?
It's in the Jumbotron.
Okay, so the Jumbotron is suspended?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have to find a way to get up there without...
There's no part of this that requires you to drop the Jumbotron on anybody.
No, some shit happens and the Jumbotron drops. It's not my first rodeo.
I'm kind of thinking we find a way to scale into the rafters... or whatever they're called.
Do we have blueprints for the stadium?
I feel that would be...
You could probably acquire them.
Pretty easy.
Is it privately owned or is it publicly funded? Because if it's publicly funded, there's probably city blueprints.
It would be publicly funded.
All right, let's go into the
Since
city
we are in
City Hall?
Yes, and log into virtual City Hall. Taxpayer record accords.
So out of game, what's going to happen is in our next session is when we'll start the heist. We're going to sort of use... We're still using this for resolving roles, but using a bit of the... Blades in the Dark stuff where we will start in the heist and you can use story points to do flashbacks to so we don't have to spend a ton of time planning. We're kind of figuring out the approach here, but
okay, good.
Gotcha.
You can flashback to when you break into City Hall to get the plans and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we have to break into City Hall? Is that what we're doing?
That's an option, right?
You can public records are just access them. You don't have to break into City Hall, right? That's how publicly funded things work. It's if you really wanted to learn the architecture of the library and how much it costs, I'm sure you can look that up in Vancouver. Or we can just fucking jump into the Jumbotron. Why not?
I do have a jetpack.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you're just going to start jetpacking up there, everyone's going to see you. That's the problem.
Or you could make
jetpack
it...
is potentially a good escape, option.
Or it could be just
the reason
show.
I was thinking about blueprints is... If there's scaffolding or anything that leads to the Jumbotron.
That's what I was mentioning about the rafters or whatever.
Ultimately, the Jumbotron is, this is just my Harley's knowledge of hockey rinks. The Jumbotron is obviously, it's not floating in midair. It's suspended by things.
It's suspended. But is there a way that people would normally be able to get there to
presumably.
Are you good at climbing?
Watching up WCW?
Yes.
Do you have sticky hands?
I do have sticky hands.
Okay. So you can just climb up there. And then rappel down onto the Jumbotron. And then we have to figure out a way for you to get into the Jumbotron. So that's what we'll need the plans for, is to figure out if it's like hollow on the top.
Onyx is also good at parkour.
But there's
stuff.
Also like,
oh yeah,
like
have
if this
a parkour talent.
If this is like,
I have a parkour talent.
Is there anything like special about this arena, or could I just like assume it's like Rogers Arena, like meta talking, like in terms of like,
yeah, it's
like
it's a hockey.
Okay. Yeah. So even like the highest seats and the nosebleed sections and whatnot, you look down onto the Jumbotron. Like you're not. Like, it's not above everything. Like, there are seats that are parallel to it. So there are ways that publicly you can get to.
Well, just because you can see something doesn't mean that you can get to it.
I mean, you would know, too. You can get into the back if you're sneaking.
Yeah.
If you pick some locks. Like, if you're pulling a heist, you're going to go places you're not supposed to be.
And, if you're, up top, if you're in, the broadcaster's booth, you certainly are, at, an upper angle. So, there are... Essentially, what I mean is, there are ways... Like, there are ways that are, relatively publicly accessible or just, not sneaky, not blueprints necessary areas where you could theoretically get there a bit better, is what I mean.
The blueprints might help you plan.
Yeah, for sure would.
Plan your route.
Mm-hmm.
That does bring up a good point of some places like Broadcaster Booth can see to the top of the thing, so you might need to work out a distraction.
Oh, I've
or at least who's
going
to do the distraction stuff.
Well, it's going to be Harley. I mean, Starly. It's going to be Starly.
It'll be someone. Okay, Star's got his fart bombs ready.
What
do you have your costume ready too?
It's always
so. I think what the best thing to do before we end this episode is who is taking what approach in this. So you're going during, I assume, game five, because you're not going this day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two days apart.
So you've got
1 day of prep.
You've got
execution.
So we can.
You've basically got 3 days, not including the day that it is now, to plan.
So we have Kata. Who's going to... You're Kata, you're basically the safe cracker.
If I can mechanics it, I can...
I think it makes sense for you or Onyx to be the one who actually breaks into the vault.
Send up both.
Arguably, you could both go.
Probably. Because we can both climb or jump pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have the jetpack. And if we need to escape quickly, I have the jetpack and
I
can
carry
Onyx. Oh my
god, can we just do it?
You can do the two bag thing where someone's running away with a bag that doesn't have anything in it.
Yeah.
This is classic high stuff.
I want you to carry me off in the jetpack.
Harley is providing at least one distraction of people that might see.
Starly's going to try to see if he can get in the intermission show.
Okay. So you're going to be down on the ice distracting someone?
Maybe. We'll see.
Is anyone going to take care of
Elvis Stryker.
The broadcast booth or anything like that?
Well,
what's the broadcast booth?
Is that where the broadcasters sit? They are high up so they can see the ice, but they can also would be able to see on top of the Jumbotron.
Is that something I could do?
Theoretically, I think
you don't need to figure out how you're going to do it right now, just who is going to be responsible.
I think the thing about the broadcasters specifically is I would think their intermission is their break. So I'm not saying that they're not going to be there, but they are they're not going to be staring at the ice the whole time, you know, but they're still likely to be whoa, hey, what's going on?
But I think I think someone should tackle that either way, because there might be things go awry and, you know, the intermission is only a fixed amount of time. If we go into
17 minutes,
if we go past 17 minutes, we basically need someone to be distracting.
Yeah.
While these two make their escape.
But also if things go awry, we can just make shit hit the fan and then just
metagaming a little bit. We should also be prepared for anybody else to be there.
Oh yeah, no, of course.
I think Harley at least would know if you're making this plan.
Dude, Pulseface is
Pulseface is
the goalie. I'm already preparing for that, you know?
We need more slap patches.
Absolutely is now.
More medical supplies.
The goalie's going to throw off the mask and
exactly.
It's open fire.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
That was not the voice.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But
my good friend, Pulseface.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that sort of thing where it's
hey, buddy.
So in a perfect world, it's a 17-minute heist between periods 2 and 3. And actually, you know what we should do? We should do it between the second intermission and see how people act in the first intermission and what they do and their habits. But theoretically, they want to do the same thing, but either way.
Well, you could get tickets to tonight's game see how things go down,
Harley's
what the process is.
It's a bit of a Nathan Fielder, the rehearsal situation going on here.
No, if this was a rehearsal situation.
We built an exact arena.
Exactly. And we would have been preparing this and playing it out 100 times before.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that could be one of your flashbacks where it's I actually built a replica.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got actor to play all of you.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy tickets to tonight's game? to do a scope.
Harley will.
I think Harley doing it makes sense. He can scope out.
He can do recon.
I have to buy stuff today anyways.
Yeah.
And I can get it from cheap from a scalper because the game's already started.
All right.
However, just to circle back to our roles, we haven't defined that just yet because I know, Stu, that was something you wanted us to do.
We got these two are going to the vault.
I assume that being
for the people who can't see where I'm pointing, Onyx and Kata.
Yes. Yeah, Harley will do distraction and like general like recon slash assistance.
Okay, so Harley is handling is crowd control distraction?
Yeah, let's say crowd control.
And Val is broadcast booth distraction.
Yeah.
Just slap
And then everyone probably is has some part to play in the like extraction.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sick.
Okay. You make that plan. You wipe the screen down on your hollow in the thing. You all finish your Swedish meatballs. They're delicious, Kata. You've never had them before.
What an innovation. Balls of meat.
I just imagine like on the table, we just have like all these meatballs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
This is the like, Jumbotron.
Like weird IKEA screws.
And, like peas that you're moving around.
Yeah.
I will be this French fry.
It's like mashed, mapped out in mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we get to choose our own characters like in Monopoly.
But, and it's also like right next to like where you put the tray. So people are just like walking by putting away trays of empty food.
So you're finalizing your plan over your shoulder, Val hopping. You feel a weight, and it's Kay. He says, "Yes, this looks like a good plan." And then you feel something rubbing against your leg, Onyx. There's another guy. Yes, this will be great.
We all have a Kay now.
Leaping up into your lap is another cat droid. He says, "Yes, we will pull off this heist. Perfect."
He's multiplied.
Perfect.
And a third one.
Fourth one.
A fourth one jumps up and like pads at one of the meatballs and says, "Where did the explosives go?" And here's a song from the band we like.
Cat's Blood by Invasives, and also in the episode you heard Self-Cut Bangs and their song Shivers. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow Dungeon Punks on all of our socials or check out patreon.com/dungeonpunks. For as little as $5 a month, you can get early access to episodes, bonus monthly talkback episodes, deleted scenes, and you know, maybe a few more goodies. Dungeon Punks was produced by Kirk Hamilton for the Podcasts of Doom Network.